The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a great weekend. Anyone who's in Australia, I think it's the whole country, enjoy your long weekend because it is a long weekend. And as we do, we have all the grand finals on this long weekend. So if you're a, I think it's West Coast supporter, congratulations, commiserations to Collingwood. If you're a Roosters supporter, commiserations. If you're a Melbourne supporter, congratulations. That's where I'm from. I live in Bondi. And this is the eastern suburbs of Sydney. So it was a very beepy noise-filled night last night. When I say beepy, I mean lots of people hooting their horns because the local side won. So well done. Now, many of you are probably nursing maybe somewhat of a sore head unless you are in the other countries of the world and you don't give two hoots about sport. Not me, I'm good. I did watch the game. I didn't do a great deal following on from that. Went home to bed and had a wonderful sleep, ready for today. So, guys, what are we looking at the moment? Well, it's been another weekend pass, of course, which has been relatively sideways. We do tend to see the market consolidate throughout the weekend. And it's a good thing sometimes, you know. I mean, I know that, you know, sometimes it's great to have trading opportunities over the weekend, and there have been a couple. Ripple did move quite well on Saturday, had a really nice move on Saturday. But and that was one that we've been watching quite closely as well. But the thing is that, you know, often these moves, or so when the market goes sideways over the weekend, it offers opportunity. You just got to know what you're looking for. Things like Bitcoin breakout trading opportunities. So that's the setup that I'm looking for. But essentially, if you don't know my trading strategies, that's okay. A Bitcoin breakout is really, you just need to look for resistance as your first step. Now, trading breaks of resistance and support, people sometimes think that it's really simple, that it's basic, that it's easy. It's none of the above. Perfection of simplicity is what we aim for in these trading strategies that I use, and that's what everybody should be aiming for as well. I see a lot of charts covered in lines and crisscross this, that, everywhere, an absolute mess. And that's fine if that's what they want to use, but I can tell you now that the best traders that I have worked with, met and mentored, been mentored by, tend to have really nice, clean charts, so not a lot of junk on them. With that being said, though, I know that if you've traded breakouts, you've probably traded breakouts and gone, whoa, why do I keep getting stopped out? Why does it keep going against me? Now, often what will happen in a breakout is it will break out, and then it will turn the opposite direction. It's almost as if you're sitting there going, are these people watching me? Is this some sort of sick joke? Why is it that when I enter a breakout, it literally goes the opposite way? I'd be better off reverse trading and just shorting it. Now, there are some ways around this. There are some ways that you can help yourself when it comes to breakouts to make sure that you've got a higher probability of success. And that's where the Bitcoin breakout steps in. We're looking at things like the MACD to help us. That stands for moving average convergence and divergence. Essentially, it's in the name. I'm looking for whether the price is convergent or divergent with the MACD. If it's divergent, I simply won't take that breakout. I don't care how good the breakout level is. I don't care how many tests of resistance or support there is. If that level's not clearly there and it's not there with a multiple of different checklists, I mean, there's got to be, I think it's eight for the Bitcoin breakout. If it doesn't have at least eight of those factors, and that's without even going into the bonus factors, which is another nine, I believe, if I'm getting my numbers correct. You know, that's sort of way that I like to trade. Now, if I look through here, we did see a nice move on Ripple over the weekend. If I'm just going to run through and have a quick little squeeze at the top 10 for you. Bitcoin didn't really do a great deal, if I'm honest. It sold off a wee bit. It came back. It ended up sort of closing roughly about, a little bit down on where we were on Saturday morning's close. So we saw Bitcoin almost break up above the high of 6,840. I'd said if we could close above that, that would be wonderful. We didn't quite do it. We got up close to that level. We rejected that level. We fell from 6,840 thereabouts all the way to 6,400 50. So we saw a $400 move back down, and now we're sitting at 6.6, smack bang in the middle. It doesn't look too bad. We'll have to wait and see what the first 24 hours of trading around the world looks like. Today might kick off. We'll have to wait and see. But the fact of the matter is it's still not looking too bad in my view. A little bit sideways for the time being. Ethereum, pretty sideways weekend. Bitcoin Cash, pretty nice little pullback. They're looking for opportunities there. EOS, very sideways over the weekend. Cardano, looking like I might be building for a little bit of a move to the upside. Need to get that higher low, the next higher low set in. Stellar Lumens, very sideways weekend. It's up at the moment 1.5%. NEO sideways as well, down 2.29%. IOTA has been sideways and remains sideways for the weekend as well as for the last month. Ripple obviously has had a very good run. It's up 1.9% after rejecting its highs of the day, pulling back currently now. And the chart does look better on the lower timeframes, I've got to say. The higher timeframes not so good. And Litecoin has had a pullback into that cradle zone. Moving averages are fanning quite nicely now. Just need to wait and see how this plays out. So leading into a brand new week, guys. I hope you are ready. I hope you've... If you've not been out partying, if your grand final team did not win, I hope you're bright and bushy. And if your team did win, I'm probably suggesting you might be feeling a little bit rough today, in which case, put your head down because it's not a good time to be trading when you're not switched on and feeling your best. Have a great day. I'll speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.